Hello, 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 and welcome to Holding Space with Whitney Jean. I'm your host, Whitney, and I am so grateful that you are here. Whether this is your first episode with me or you are returning, I am beyond grateful that the universe has led you to this exact moment, to this exact space with me. I cannot wait to share today's episode with you. I hope you enjoy. As possible, but I have a big reading here for you guys. So the first thing that's coming through is the energy of Mars, anger, conflict, anywhere within your reality that you're experiencing anger, that you're experiencing conflict, that you're experiencing frustration, that you're experiencing, it really does feel like that energy of anger, allowing yourself to soften that to love, allowing yourself to hold the polar opposite, allowing yourself to surrender into the extremes. So it doesn't fully feel like avoiding the anger, but allowing yourself to recognize that anger, feel the anger, and then through feeling that, alchemizing that, and allowing yourself to surrender to love and surrender to the polar opposite of that. And it feels like bringing love into that anger, into that frustration, into that conflict that's coming on right now. Maybe there's something that you're experiencing within your reality, within your relationships, within your current experience that involves being upset with another person, upset with yourself, upset with someone, something, circumstances, people, etc., 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 and allowing yourself to experience love for it, allowing yourself to experience love for yourself, allowing yourself to experience love for the journey that we are on, because that's really what is important about this, is that it's not about the outcome. It's not about finding the love and getting through it and getting to the end. And like we're taught to be high achieving, if you're anything like me, high achieving, high investing, like high chasing the end result, continuously going for the end result. And I'm inviting you to do the polar opposite. I'm inviting you to enjoy the journey. I'm inviting you to lean into every single space that you tap into, to take it one step at a time, to have that great big vision of like, this is what I want to create. This is what I want to experience. This is the visionary in me, like I'm dreaming, but also while you have that one foot in the dream and that desire, you also have one foot in the gratitude of here in the current moment. And really the energy is focused on what is going on in this current moment. It feels like this anger or this conflict or this uneasiness that you're experiencing, this density, this heaviness, this tension, it feels like part of that could be ancestral, part of that could be a long time coming. Like this could have been part of your life growing up, and it feels like, okay, how can I cut these cords? How can I detach from this? How can I revoke these contracts to be experiencing this? How can I detach from other lives and be fully and completely present here and now? It feels like this releasing of soul patterns, releasing of what you've previously chosen, and not even just like soul patterns in this life, but soul patterns in every life that you've experienced, that you've been in, and allowing yourself to detach from that and choose something different, which is so interesting because that's literally what we're going to be diving into in Potency of She. So if this is like hitting the nail on the head for you, that would be something I would consider. Next is like, as you're navigating this, trusting that you are so divinely guided, that you are placed on this journey because you know what to do. You've been called to this journey. You've been called to do this work. You've been called to doing this inner work. You've been called to heal these aspects of you that have been at such a forefront and at such a external, like superficial experience like it's been at the forefront. And you've been called to do this work because you are made for this work. You have the ability to, you have the grit to, because sometimes in this deep healing, nurturing work of our inner child, of our patterns, recognizing that we have patterns can be really hard. And it's navigating your ego and becoming friends with your ego. And this journey is really hard. And there are people that are not up for this challenge, but you are up for this challenge and you are being called to. Like, it feels like it's time to step up, because you've trained many lifetimes for this. You've gone through hard circumstances within your life. It feels like the energy of like the phoenix rising, and like you can choose to relinquish the control that these patterns have had over you previously. Like, that feels like a really big point to this reading, is like, what if you could relinquish the control that these patterns have held over you, that have dictated everything that you've chosen and done, that have searched for scenarios and situations and people that confirmed, whether that was conscious or subconscious, that confirmed what it is that you believed within yourself, that confirmed that circuit and that pattern within your reality. What if you could choose more? And it feels like this energy of like just running and going and leaping and dancing and moving forward and getting into the energy and making this journey a dance, like your sacred dance, not focusing about the details, not micromanaging the universe, not needing to know all the details, but allowing yourself to truly embody that feminine essence of I trust and I surrender and I dance and like I'm feeling this feeling and I'm going to feel it all the way through, and then I'm going to take another step, and I'm going to take another step, and I'm going to navigate whatever is there, and but like, it's not about what's there, it's about what's here in this current moment, and releasing the need to know all the details, releasing the need to have all of the information, releasing the need to have the how, releasing the need to know all the things. All you need to know is like what's right in front of you, what's right here, right now, and trusting yourself to lead yourself through here. Because if you're here, that truly is why you're here. You're here to lead yourself. You're here to be this for you. You're here to do the hard things, to lead yourself through these moments alongside the fear. You're here to lead yourself through the fear. Well, also, it's like not even through the fear, because the fear is always going to be there, but allowing yourself to be like, I'm freaking powerful, and I'm going to walk hand in hand in this fear, and we're going to do this thing. And it feels like this energy of like everything that has happened up until this point has happened for a reason, and it creates your story. It creates your ability to deal with the hard things, to be with the hard things, but that you are here in this lifetime at this moment watching this video because you are one of the people who are here to heal generations of trauma that you've carried forward with you, that have been passed down to you. You are here to choose new paradigms while also not making other people wrong for carrying their current paradigms. It's about stepping into your power and stepping into that divine feminine essence of like, I will move with my full potency. I will move with my sacred feminine. I will move with all that I am. And I will love you wherever you're at. I will love you whatever you believe. None of that matters. What matters is that I'm showing up in my fullest expression. It matters that I'm showing up in my fullest potency, that I'm showing up in the most embodied version of me. That's what matters. And like I said, if you're watching it, you're one of those people. You're here to create this new reality, to birth a new reality, a new paradigm, a new essence, a new being, a new reality of within your experience. And what happens is that overflows, and it overflows into those around you. So by being you, embodying your full potency, embodying your full power, embodying your full expression, you're inviting others to do the same for them, which may look completely different than you. And that's wonderful. but they too are stepping into their full potency, and you're here for that reason. You're here for that reason. You're here to shine bright. You're here, and maybe you've had an experience in the past where it's, and your reality up until this point has been people pleasing and dimming to fit in, and not allowing yourself to be the fullest expression of you, not allowing yourself to be the fullest, most visible version of you. Maybe you've been hiding in the shadows. Maybe you've been putting everybody else's needs before you. Right now, you are being called to stepping into your power, stepping into your brightness, to stop diluting who you are, and to share the things on your heart, to share the things that you've gone through. You have a story, and your story has power, and really anchoring into that and allowing yourself to decide, where does this story go from now, from here, from this moment? What seeds do I choose to plant? What do I choose to create from this? And it feels like there's this energy of, you've been longing for your place within the world. You've been longing for maybe a sisterhood, a group of people, like that really deep connection. And you haven't found that yet. And the message for that is that, one, you are not for everyone. And when you are able to really anchor into that, you will not be everyone's flavor. Like, you will not be for everyone. There will be people that are triggered by you, that when they're triggered by you, they're completely put off by you. You will have people who can't tolerate the taste that you are. You will have people that are like, they don't like seeing you shine. They don't align with what it is that you believe in. And they believe that because they don't align, you can't even have each other within your life. Like, you'll have people like that. But when you move into a space of allowance of who you are and allow yourself to fully and completely show up as you regardless, because the most important part is that you are living and dancing to your divine tune, to your divine dance, to what feels good for you. When you realize that, what's going to happen is, by you stepping into that power and embodying it, even if you're not for everyone, even if there are people that are put off with you, what happens is you begin to magnetize and create that sisterhood, that community, that space of people that align with you at a soul level. It's really hard to attract and create and bring that in when you're putting off so many different messages to the universe that whether that's subconscious or conscious, of like, you can't trust people, you can't trust women, you're fighting against women, like, you have to fight for your seat at the table. If they're winning, you're losing. Like, how are you supposed to magnetize those really yummy relationships, those really delicious communities, if you're putting out those messages? And so what's being called, you're being called to look at and sit with, where is your inner child crying out for help? Where do you have repeating patterns and loops? Where is your subconscious driving the car? Where are you on autopilot? Where are you within all of these spaces? And if this all lands for you and you're like, oh my God, Whitney, you are speaking right to me, you have to join Potency of She. We're in early bird right now. It's going to be freaking incredible. We start in November, and it's going to be absolutely incredible, and it's going to target this. What has been going on in the background? Where are you having these repeating loops? Where are you not stepping into your full power? Where are you not fully expressing yourself? Where are you experiencing the same things over and over and over again in those loops? Because you're continuously putting that out. You believe that, and you've wrapped that, and you've created a reality out of that. But now you're ready for something more. You're ready for a space where you can show up and be you and be the most authentic and expansive and explosive and embodied version of you. You can show up and be in that present moment, and you're not in your head. You're not overthinking it. You're not any of that, because you're here. You're powerful. You're in the moment. You're totally and completely present. And that's when the magic happens. That's when you get to create a reality that's so beyond beautiful and so beyond expansive and so beyond what you could ever possibly imagine, but everything you possibly dreamed of, because you're willing to show up for it. You're willing to show up for you, and that starts with you. Everything you're experiencing in your current reality, you are experiencing because it's a projection of what's going on within you. So in order to shift that projection, we have to do the inner work. And that's what Potency of She is all about, is doing that inner work. I love you. I love you. I love you. I hope this lands. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have the best night.
I just want to take a moment to express my gratitude for you allowing me to be a part of your journey through this podcast. It brings me so much pleasure and so much joy to be a contribution to you in any way that I possibly can. If you loved what you heard today, or if you were triggered by what was said today, I would love if you would leave me a review with any epiphanies, anything that was cleared up for you, any episode favorites, so that I can continue offering you and creating valuable content that is a contribution to you. I would just be so, so thankful. And you can do that on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time to be in this space with me. I love you so much.